Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're back on Creative Biz Ideas with Nolan Davis and DeAndrea Cantrice. And we have our own attorney, or actually about to be my attorney, Mark Smith, give us legal advice every week. And he is right now on the show. Mr. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. Good morning. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, recovering from the Super Bowl yesterday, so.
Man, I was sick he didn't run the ball, man. I was sick, yeah.
I mean, it's not like you have Marshawn Lynch or anything in the backfield, so.
Right.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shocking play to not run him at least once, so.
On the second down? Like, I'm like, oh, my God, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what you got for us today, Mark?
Well, based on your request, you know, I do take requests. You wanted me to kind of go over some essential elements in a partnership agreement. You know, we've been talking about contracts, and you know, like you said, this is kind of the fusion of contracts and business formation. So there's certain elements, you know, when you're creating a small business, especially. And if you've got partners, if you've got people that are getting into the business with you, either as, you know, contributing money to it, or they're going to contribute money and effort to it, one of the most important things that you can have is a partnership agreement. And I'm using partnership agreements kind of as the first example, but a lot of these elements that I'm talking about, you want to have no matter what type of small business structure that you have. And, you know, by that I mean whether you have an LLC or you do have an actual corporation or it is a partnership. You can kind of tweak these to go into the management agreements of all of those types of entities. But three key ones that you have to have in any of those agreements. Number one, you have to have some provisions for the division of profits and losses. You know, obviously, you know, Doug Whitney was just talking about, you know, increasing those profits. You know, most people do go into business hoping that they're going to make a little money off of it. And if you've got partners in that, it's very important that you think of it ahead of time as to how those profits are going to be distributed. For example, are you going to divide the profits up, you know, based on a percentage of ownership? So, you know, you own 40% and I own 60%, so that means we divide the profits 40 and 60. Or, you know, that you don't necessarily have to do it that way. So, for example, if you have somebody that is going to contribute a large amount of capital to the start of the business, but they're not going to participate in the management of the business, well, you maybe give them a larger percentage of ownership of the company, so they've got 60% of the ownership, but the future profits and losses are the other way. So the minority owner actually earns more of the profits. So there's a lot of different provisions that you can do for that, and especially in a partnership setting, because it's what they call a pass-through organization, so the profits pass through to the individual owners. There's a lot of special tax consequences that you have when setting up a partnership, so it's really important that you talk to a good CPA that's familiar with partnership taxation issues. You know, for example, partners don't technically get a salary. Any money that they're paid in advance of the distribution of profits and losses is what the IRS calls guaranteed payments. It's actually not a salary. And so, there's certain ways that you need to kind of account for the taxes related to that. So that's just kind of one of those curveballs, and I might do a whole section on, payments made in a small business to the owners.
Okay.
So the second area that you really want to consider in any sort of partnership agreement is management rights. So one thing is the division of profits and losses and the actual ownership of the company. Second is who's making decisions and how are those decisions being made. In particular, essentially everybody that is named as a partner in the partnership has authority to bind the partnership in any transaction unless you specify otherwise. So the example that I give is that, what if you have a partner that decides, hey, I think we need a company car, and I know this small little Italian automaker named Ferrari that has these really great cars that we could use as a company car. So he or she goes out and signs a contract for, a $200,000 Ferrari that, that the business just can't sustain. Based on if you don't have any provisions otherwise, the partnership is on the hook for those payments. So typically what you do is you require 2 signatures on something like that, or you have a spending limit of, $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or whatever number you think is appropriate. And otherwise, partners aren't allowed to bind the company. And so you can do that with other decisions as well, whether to invest in commercial real estate and those sorts of things. So you definitely want to consider the management rights as well. And then kind of the third major area that you almost certainly have to have in any sort of agreement is, what if one of the partners wants to withdraw? So the partnership interest is considered personal property in Texas. And, usually you can dispose of personal property pretty much in any way you want to. But that kind of leaves the question of, who is coming into the partnership that you're selling to. The other partners might not really appreciate the person that you're selling, the interest to. And so typically what's done in that sort of situation is the other partners have what they call the right of first refusal. So, partner A says, hey, I'm not interested in participating anymore. I'm going to sell my interest. Well, partners B and C then have the first right to buy partner A's shares.
Right.
And if they decide not to, then partner A can sell them to pretty much whoever he or she wants to. So that's kind of the voluntary withdrawal side. There's also the involuntary withdrawal side. So, for example, partner A gets into some trouble and gets convicted of a felony. Well, do partners B and C really want to continue to be in business with someone that, has got a criminal record like that? Maybe, maybe not. But, typically that might be a situation where, especially if you're in a small community, that's going to get out. It's really going to damage the reputation of the business. So the other partners may want to buy out the, partner A. And, typically those sorts of things are called triggering events. So if one of those triggering events happens, then partners B and C have the option to buy out partner A at whatever fair value is. And there's typically provisions that are included to determine what fair value is. So, some of those other triggering events might be, the death of a partner. So, you basically buy out the estate. If there's a divorce involved, because Texas is a community property state, those sorts of things. There's you can pretty much come up with a laundry list of things that you believe are appropriate for being a triggering event. It's just you definitely want to consider those sorts of things before, you really get into the meat of the partnership. So those are the 3 big things, just to summarize: division of profits and losses and ownership of the company, management rights, and then what happens if one of the partners voluntarily withdraws or you think you need to involuntarily withdraw. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, do you think when people say partnerships don't work, it's from understanding the legality of it, or do you think it's just from a personal standpoint?
Well, I think it's a little of both. So what I tell people is that, you know, these sorts of agreements are what I call, you know, a business prenuptial agreement. And essentially it handles situations that, you know, could occur down the road where there could be a lot of, you know, contention, a lot of fighting. And, you know, business, if you have a partner in business, it's fairly similar to having a partner in life, right? You're going to have disagreements, and you have to have either a mechanism and contract that you can fall back on. But ultimately, I think the most important thing if you have partners is to have really good communication with each other. And so you can take care of a lot of these things that might blow up early on. And the contract to me is the last resort of, you know, we can't agree on any of this stuff, so let's go see what the contract says and see what we have to do. Just to answer your question, I think a vast majority are, and this is just my general sense of life, you know, in general, of there's not enough good communication in the world. And if people can, you know, kind of break down the ego and, you know, being scared to tell somebody something, or, you know, afraid to hurt their feelings or whatever, if you can get down to the meat of things and actually talk about issues, you know, 90% of things can go away. And the other 10%, that's why you've got the contract.
Got you. So if somebody wanted to actually contact you and talk to you about these issues or other legal issues further, how can they get in contact with you, Mark?
Yeah, you can call me on my office phone, which is 281-489-3934, or check out my website, which is www.jmsmithlaw.com. And I've got the latest blog post which has got more of a summary of what we just talked about. And there's always the contact page. They can contact me, and that comes straight to my email. So those probably be the two best ways to get in touch with me.
Okay. Hey, Mark Smith, I appreciate you being on the show, sir.
Not a problem, Nolan. You guys have a great day.
All right. Talk
Thank
to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.